Up to the Notary Way, North West London. Thursday, 18th November, 14th of Kislev, Rabbi Eli Goitein, winter months. This week's Torah was a sponsor by family Wiesenfeld, on the son of Donny Wiesenfeld, the old Falter, Yerot, and Shivna Baistem, with Son of Shem, with Zillow. Journey have some from the family.
What's the title?
Winter months. Thank you for having me. I'd like this morning to talk a bit about what our avodah should be, perhaps, in these winter months between Sukkot and Pesach, where we are now, this year, 7 months, not six. I want to look at this time within the broader tkufa, within the broader context of the whole year, cycle of the whole year, so hopefully we'll work through the cycle of the whole year with the Rosh Hagolim, and maybe that will be a Pesach to help us understand a little bit about this time now. Bilam's Osin says to Bilam, when Bilam hits the Osin, Me'asisi lechaki kisani zeh shavish v'galim. What have I done to you that you're hitting me three times? So Rashi points out why this strange lashon of shavish v'galim should say shavish pa'amim. So Rashi says that the Osin was trying to convey to Bilam, or shall we say, Ribbono Shel Olam was trying to convey to Bilam through the Osin, that if you're coming to be oiker, if you're coming to annihilate an ummah that's chogig, shalosh regalim, then you're not going to manage, right? You're not going to succeed. So the shaila is, why did the Osin or Ribbono Shel Olam choose to talk about the shalosh regalim other than any mitzvah? Loads of mitzvahs, loads of important mitzvahs. So why is the Osin saying, if you're not, if you come to annihilate an ummah that's chogig, shalosh regalim, you're not going to manage? So I heard once from Rabbi Wittler, wherever, that the whole Seder of Aliyah of a Yid is based on the Shalosh Regalim. This is our blueprint, if you like, for growing. The way a Yid becomes great, the way Klal Yisrael becomes great, is through the cycle of the year, working from Pesach through the year, Shavuos, Sukkot, etc. That's how we grow. So mainly that's what the Osin was saying. If you're coming to the Oikar and Umar, that's Chagig Shalosh Regalim, you're not going to manage, because they become great that way. So just in a basic way for now, we start with Pesach, right? The cycle of the year starts with Pesach. Pesach is the beginning. Why is Pesach the beginning? Because Pesach is when we work on Emunah and Bitochen. That's when we learn about the Makkos, and we learn about how the Ribbono Shel Olam showed that he's a Bore, and that he's a Manig, and he's Yochel, right? And we learn our Amunah. That's how Ribbono Shel Olam taught Klal Yisrael Amunah, and that's how we're learning our Amunah every year. Pesach, we learn our Amunah from the Sipis Yisrael. And then we follow through to Shavuos, which is, we build our way up to Shavuos, Yom Matan Torah, right? The day the whole world is waiting for, Yom HaShishi. That's working through Teshuas, Kabbalah Satayra, and then the way we know it, Sukkot, Shpitz time of year, is Sukkot, Yom Kippur, we're very high madrig, we're like Malachim, no Achila, no Shtia, and we have a Slicha and Kapara, and then on Sukkot we rejoice with that new state of being. That's the basic outline of the Shalosh Regalim. The shail is that Pesach till Sukkot is 6 months of the year. So where does that leave the other 6 months, right? Where does that leave? It's not really mistaba that we're supposed to be going down, back down in Madrigas from Sukkot until we start again by Pesach. So how are we supposed to view this time? So I want to take a bit of a deeper look at the Shalosh Regalim, and hopefully that will shed a bit more light. Although we will know that when we celebrate the Shalosh Regalim, we're not just remembering what once was, right? But we're supposed to be reliving it, and it's negat to us now. Yeah, each Yom Tov is relevant to us now, and we relive it for today. So, but what perhaps we don't realize is that, and you realized not so long ago, is that we're following the same Seder Aliyah that Klal Yisrael followed then. Right? When we go through the Yom Tovim, this is how Klal Yisrael worked forward from when they became a Klal Yisrael, when they became a nation, came out of Israel, that's when they became Klal Yisrael. Right? That was the starting point as an Am. And that's when they learned their Emunah, which is the basics. And they worked forwards to Shavuos, right? The Spirit's Omer every day, to Shavuos, etc. We're following their Seder Aliyah. So if we look at their Seder Aliyah and everything they worked through, that will give us a bit more light in what we're doing, right? So Pesach, as we said, we're working on Emunah Mitachon through studying the Makkos. Chayvah on earth is asma kilu yuvalsim mitzrayim is not just. It's because we're doing it now, right? We're starting now and we're working through it now, so we're doing it. We're going through Mitzrayim, we're coming out, and we're learning the same limudim they learned. So now, going through to Shavuos, that we know as well, Sfirat Omer is step by step, right? Now the shayla is on. So we got to Shavuos, that was Kabbalah Satorah. And then we waited 40 days to get the Luchos, right? The Luchos weren't at Matan Torah on Zion, Bob or Zion of Sivan, right? There was 40 days till we got the Luchos, till Moshe came down with the Luchos. When she came down with the Luchos, what happened? We were chayter with the Chet Egel just before that, right? So Moshe came down with the Luchos and he broke the Luchos. So now, Rashi says in Kisisa, the Barash the Egel, that ain't muktam mocha b'Torah. Kisisa in the Torah comes after Truma Tetzava, right? Now, says Rashi, the Chet Egel really happened before the Tzivi HaMishkan, right? Chet Egel happened before the Tzivi HaMishkan, says Rashi, but the Torah puts it after because ain't muktam mocha b'Torah. Now, I had shver. So why takas is the Torah right? Kisisa. After Truman Sabbath. In Mokhtim Mokha Torah doesn't mean that there's no Seder in the Torah at all. It just means that there doesn't have to be. Meaning sometimes the Torah can put things in different order for whatever reason that may be. So what is the reason here why the Torah wrote Kisisa, the Cheta Egel, after Truman Sabbath? If Truman Sabbath, which Tzivah Mishkan only came afterwards. So what I thought was is that the reason why the Torah maybe put Kisisa after Truma Tetzaveh is because Truma Tetzaveh was supposed to come straight after Matan Torah. When Moshe came down with the Luchos, then we were supposed to get the Tzivi HaMishkan straight after that. It's only because of the Chet HaEgel that got delayed. The Chet HaEgel, Moshe came down, he broke the Luchos, you can't have the Torah now. So Moshe had to go out for another 40 days to be Mechapa on Klal Yisrael. Then he had to go out for another 40 days to receive the second set of Luchos. So that delayed us by 80 plus days. That delayed the Tzivi HaMishkan. So the Tzivi HaMishkan only came then after, Truma Tetzaveh only came after the Chet HaEgel. So, when did we get the Tzivi HaMishkan? So we got the Tzivi HaMishkan when Moshe came down after the second set of Luchos, with the second set of Luchos. So we'll come back to that shortly. So firstly, just to be mazber a bit, the time between Shavuos and Sukkos, it makes a lot of sense that that's the time where we are busy with Churban. That means the Churban Habayis happened on Tisha B'Av, which is during this Tkufa between Shavuos and Sukkos, right? So, this time where the Churban happened in this time, why did the Churban happen in this time? Because this time is when we were supposed to be busy with Binyan HaMishkan. This time, Moshe was supposed to get the Tzivi HaMishkan when Moshe came down the first time with the Luchos. So this, we were supposed to be busy already, straight after Shivasana Tammuz, with Binyan HaMishkan. If we're supposed to be busy with Binyan HaMishkan, then it's appropriate that that's when Churban happened. And then maybe sheds a bit of light of why we start our Avelus for Churban already from Shivasana Tammuz. Shivasana Tammuz, normally, Lo Aleinu, Avelus works, but the most intense Avelus is straight away, and then gets lighter, and we do it the other way around, right? We start with Shivasana Tammuz, and we work our way, it's from less intense to more intense. So it could be that this is because Shivasana Tammuz, that's the day we were supposed to start with Melechas HaMishkan. That's the day we're supposed to get the Tzivi HaMishkan and start. So this is the time where we're supposed to be busy with Binyan HaMishkan. So it's appropriate that it's probably that's why Churban happened then, and that's how we start with Avelus from Yud Zayin B'Tammuz. Now, I left out two questions I just wanted to pose to help us along the way, and that is, in this, before we go back to explaining the cycle, in this cycle, why two kashas I had? Why, first of all, why does Pesach not have an atzeres, just like Sukkot does, right? Sukkot has an atzeres, Shmini atzeres. Rashi, one of the shotim Rashi brings on atzeres is that I want you to stay behind another day because kosher alai pre daskam. It's hard for you to leave me. You've been with me now a whole Yom Tov. Hard for me for you to leave me. Kosher alai pre daskam. Stay another day. Right? So why does Pesach, we've also had the Yontif for 7 days, why does Pesach not have an Atzeres? Especially there is one place in the Torah calls the 7 day Pesach Atzeres, that the Chazal don't darshin kosher alai pre daskam. So why not? That was one question I had. And another kasha that bothered me is that we say in Elo through to Sukkos, we say the Dov Dashem Ori. Why? Because it has a remez, Ori is Rosh Hashanah, Yishe is Yom Kippur, and Kibisuka is Sukkos. Right? So, why? What does it say in the Pasuk? I mean, so Ori is Rosh Hashanah is my light. Why? Because Rosh Hashanah sort of opens our eyes and wakes us up to work on ourselves. Yishe is Yom Kippur because we get Slicha v'Kapara. And keeps b'neini b'sukkah b'yom ra. Why is Sukkot called the Yom Ra? Sukkot is the highest time of the year. The Zman Simcha, the greatest Zman Simcha of the year. Why is it called Yom Ra? Bothered me a lot, this question. So hopefully we'll come back to these questions. I'll call upon him. So we're up to between Shavuos and Sukkot, right? Between Shavuos and Sukkot, we're moving through that. Our Binyan HaMishkan got delayed, right? So when we get to, our Yom Kippur is based on the Slicha V'Kapara that Klal Yisrael got when Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Yom Kippur. Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu Shalom says Salachti Kidvarecha on Yom Kippur, and that's why it's a Yom Slicha for us, right? Says the Vilna Gaon that Vilna Gaon comes to ask, answer a kasha of the Torah. The Torah asks, "Shteik ki b'sukkos yishavti es bnei Yisrael," which we paskin means the Anani HaKovid, right? On Sukkot, we're remembering the Anani HaKovid. Frak the Torah, Anani HaKovid is when we came. Well, it's Yisrael, some Eretz Yisrael. Anani HaKovid was when we came out of Mitzrayim. So why are we celebrating it now, 6 months later? So the Torah says, because then it wouldn't be nikkur, it wouldn't be recognizable that we're doing this Hashem mitzvah. If we do it in Pesach time, everyone's going into their huts, moving into the spring. So we do it faket when everybody's moving out of their huts and we go in, and then it's nikkur that it's the Shem Mitzvah Sukkah. Right, but the Gaon says a different teretz. The Gaon says, famous Gaon, that the reason why we're celebrating Anani HaKovid now, Sukkah's time, is because with Chet Egel we lost Anani HaKovid that we had when we came out of Mitzrayim. With Chet Egel we lost that. Says the Gaon, when did that come back? Says the Gaon, on Yom Kippur, Klal Yisrael came down. Moshe Rabbeinu, came down with Luchos Shniyos. The Gemara says that that's Yom Tov, the great Simcha of Yom Kippur. There's two reasons why Yom Kippur is Yom Tov. Number one, because it's Yom Shlicha V'Chapara. And number two, because it's the day that Luchos Shniyos was given. And that's a great Simcha for us. Says the Gaon that Moshe Rabbeinu came down to give the Luchos Shniyos on Yud Tishri. Right? And he told Klal Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael is going to give us a Mishkan. Yud Aleph, he was mitzvah with them, with the Binyan HaMishkan. Yud Aleph, Sorry, Yom Yud Aleph, he was mitzvah then with Binyan HaMishkan. Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, Baboker, Baboker, they brought what they needed for Binyan HaMishkan. Yud Dalet Moshe told them, stop, we don't need any more, you brought enough. And Tes Vav, which is first day Sukkot, is when Klal Yisrael started Binyan HaMishkan. How can Klal Yisrael start Binyan HaMishkan on Yom Tov? It's a register kasha. And the Gaon says, Binyan HaMishkan started on first day Sukkot. And that's what we're celebrating with Kibbutz Sukkot HaShavti. We're celebrating the return of the Shekhinah. The return of the Ananiya Kovin and the return of the Shekhinah. Right? So, if you follow the Seder Aliyah of the year, that we're following how Klal Yisrael worked their way up, there's kum dos that after Shavuos, we're also working towards Mishkan. If we're following what they did, then we're also working towards Mishkan. Right? According to the Gaon, that's what we're celebrating with Sukkot. We're celebrating Hashras HaShkina, the Shkina came back. Now, this is very gishmak. That's why on Sukkot, on Motzi Yom Kippur, Shtet Nalach, you're supposed to start preparing your Sukkah, right? Lulav Esrog, we already start doing, some people, Anshei Maisa, they start doing it before. You know, before Yom Kippur, so it gets more Schusim of a building the Sukkah, we don't. You start after Motzi Yom Kippur, you start. Why? I saw once, the reason is because Sukkah is our Mishkan. Sukkah is a mini Mishkan. So Mela, the appropriate time to start is after Yom Kippur. That's the Seder Hadvarim. You can't start that too early, right? The Gemara says, why can't a Sukkah be less than 10 Tvachim high? Says the Gemara, because the Shekhinah can't come down lower than 10 Tvachim. Is what? Shtetin Gemara, that because the Shekhinah is on top of your Stach. The Sukkah is a mini Mishkan. It's a nice, but that's the Chara, that's the Shemi Shmuel says it, and others. So when we get to Sukkot, we're celebrating Mishkan. We finally got there. Now why do we have to go through the same process the Eden went through with the Chet O'Egel and then forgiving? So probably because we also Chayte. Or we have to forgive and get Kapara for that Chet. Chayznish. Al Kaponim, we've reached Mishkan with Sukkot, right? So, first of all, let's answer just the two kashas I asked before. Why does Pesach not have an atzeres? Koshlar pridaschem. So I think teres is poshut. Pesach doesn't have an atzeres because we're just starting. There's no pridaschem over here. Pesach, yes, there was a 7-day Yom Tov, but we're supposed to be working towards. We're just starting out. We're working to Shavuos, etc. There's a whole Seder Aliyah that we're working on. There's no prayer. We're not planning on going anywhere. We're not planning on falling. Sukkot, however, let's call it for now the Spitz time of year. We've worked right the way through towards Binyan HaMishkan, let's call it. So here there's a problem. After Yom Kippur, we're in a very high Madriga. So after Yom Kippur, it's only natural that we're going to fall. Yeah, you can't stay on the Madriga of Yom Kippur forever, right? That's the Yom Ra of the Pasuk. After Sukkot, there's a potential Yom Ra that we're going to fall. So Rav Shlomo says, so it's been any bisukah be Yom Ra. On the Yom Ra where you're going to fall, I'm going to protect you. I'm going to protect you in your sukkah to hold your madriga. Right? So that's the Yom Ra. So now the Shaila is, let's ask another Shaila. So what's the point of Shmini Atzeres? So 1 second, sorry. So to answer the question of Kosher Lai Pridaschem. So Kosher Lai Pridaschem is Dafka now. Right? After Sukkot, so Rav already gave us Sukkot to hold on to that Madriga, or even to be Ola, that we sit in a Sukkah it's Kule Ruchni, right? Spitz Madriga. So after Sukkot, now there's a Kosher Lai Pridaschem. Now we're gonna finish Sukkot, now there's a danger, you're taka gonna fall. That's only natural. So that's the Kosher Lai Pridaschem. So Nudu Shaila, so what's the point of having an Atzeres then that says stay another day? So you're gonna fall the next day, right? We're gonna fall the next day. So Elomai, it's clear. The point of having another day is because with this other day, that's going to save you, that you're not going to fall. Right? So why is Shemini Atzeres going to save us from falling in Madriga? So what's Shemini Atzeres about? Shemini Atzeres is when we celebrate Simchas Torah. That's the Siyum of the Torah, and we start Torah again. The winter months is when we have time to learn Torah. right? The Chazal's Mabu'in Chazal, that these long nights were given to learn Torah. You can't be working in the field anymore, you can't. Right? There's long nights. They're supposed to be used for Limud HaTorah. Only Shmini Atzeres and Shavuos, the two Yom Tovim that don't have Mitzvahs Maisius, right? Why don't they have Mitzvahs Maisius? No Lulav and Esrog and Matzah. Why not? Because you're supposed to be busy with Torah. And Shavuos is Kabbalah HaTorah, you're supposed to be busy with learning Torah. Shmini Atzeres is the same thing. You finish with the Mitzvahs Maisius now it's time to connect in one way. Connect with Torah. That's Shmini Atzeres. So Shmini Atzeres is the way we hold on and we don't fall. And although we lose our sukkah, but we come back after sukkahs and we have Torah. Ein la kodesh baruch hu miyom shechar v'es amidosh ein la kodesh baruch hu b'olamay ala dal damas shal alocha. There's hashras hashchina in the base of medrash, always. Right? And so that's how we hold on to that connection. And that goes through the winter months. The winter months we're supposed to be doing that. We're supposed to be learning Torah and keeping that kesher in that way. Now, so I just want to add perhaps another dimension, another nekuda there is to concentrate on in this time. It's just a suggestion, so you can discard it if you like. I think that Reb Chaim Volozhin says that he says something very interesting. He says, first, something we all know from him, probably. He says, he brings a chazal, v'shulchanti b'seichom, sh'teinish b'seichoi, sh'tei b'seichom, v'seich kol echol v'echol. So first he says, the ikah ashras ha-shechina of a yid, of the Mishkan, I'm sorry, is in every yid. Right? It wasn't like the place where there was ashras ha-shechina in the place. The ashras ha-shechina of Mishkan is in every yid. Right? And he says that the Ikka Kavana of Mishkan, that's the Chiddush, the Ikka Kavana of Mishkan is so that we should learn how to be a Mokim for Ashras HaShchina. He said every Yid has potential to be a Merkava HaShchina, to have Ashras HaShchina in him. And that's the point of Mishkan, is just so that we can learn from there how to do it. How do you learn from there how to do it? Nachash moves, I don't know, but Al Kapani said we have the potential for that, right? In simple terms, through our Shmiras Torah mitzvahs, right? He says, that's Pshat in the Pasuk. Kecholah she'ani mare oiso is tavnis ha-mishkan ve'is kol keilo, etc. V'chein ta'asu. Rashi says, v'chein ta'asu l'doiros. What's the Pasuk Pshat? V'chein ta'asu l'doiros means, if you're going to make a mishkan, in the doiros to come, Mishkan, this is how you do it, this is how you make the kelim, this is how you make the begadim, etc. Says the Ruchan Velozhin, Mechain Tasu, the Doros means that this is how you make yourself into a Mishkan. This is your model for making yourself a place for Ashras HaShchina. The obvious, before Mishkan, the obvious were Merkava LeShchina, right? State, Vayiviel, Ho'oyhelo, Sara, Imoy. Rashi says that when Yitzchak married Rivka, the Neir was Daluk, just like when Sarah was there, Rivka, and it left when Sarah died, when he married Rivka, it came back, the Neir was Daluk, Mishabbos, the Shabbos, the path was fresh, and there was an Onon on top of the Oihel. The Shem Yishmol says that is Keneged Mishkan, right? The obvious were a Merkava L'Shechina, the obvious is Oihel, where itself a Mishkan, and every Yid has the potential to be a Mokim for Ashras HaShechina. So, I just want to suggest that in these 6 months, obviously the Spitz way for us to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam is through Torah. But there's more to think about here. And that is, with Hanukkah coming up soon, Mitzvah Hashem, with Hanukkah the Yivonim said, they told Klal Yisrael to write Al Keren Asher, Ein Lanu Chelek V'Elokei Yisrael. Right? The Yivonim were out to sever that connection between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? The Gemara calls Chanukah Yimei Halal Vohida. So it's poshut that if our voice on Chanukah is Yimei Halal Vohida, it's not just to thank for what happened then, but it means that we're supposed to be incorporating that into our avodah. We're supposed to be working on that, not just for now for 8 days, but to make that part of us, which means that we're supposed to be noticing the Hashkocha process of Ribbono Shel Olam in every prat of prat. We're supposed to be seeing we had the Nes Nigle by Hanukkah, right? We had the Nes of Pach Shemen, but Minan Nisaman Hagluim and Vursamim, Adam Makir, Benisaman Nistarim. We're supposed to be noticing the Yad of the Rebbein Shalom in everything in our lives and be aware of the Rebbein Shalom. And Mele, thank you for it. Thank you very Prat to Prat. Purim is the same thing. Purim, we line Megillas Esther. What's Megillas Esther? Megillas Esther, there's no... Rav Rizal said Megillas Esther is being Megillah the Hester. There's no Shem Hashem in Megillah. Right? What do? Our avoider is to seek out and see how the Rebbein Shalom orchestrated every single thing that happened through the story of the Megillah. Right? This is... We're supposed to see that the Rebbein Shalom is with us in Golos as well. Yeah? The second Beis HaMikdash, if you want to call it Golos or not, there was no Shechina there. There was no Ruach HaKodesh. You can also say there's five differences between the two Bastei Mikdash. There was no Shechina in the second Beis HaMikdash, which is the time of Chanukah. The Rebbein Shalom, Chanukah and Purim both show us that the Rebbein Shalom is with us in Golos. And the avoida of both those Yom Tovim are to find the Rebbein Shalom in every part of our lives. And I think that at least the first step of turning ourselves into a Mokim for Hashra'at HaShchina is this avoidah of seeking out the Rebbein Shalom when you're not learning and you can't be in the Beis HaMidrash. So you seek out the Rebbein Shalom, you notice him in every prat to prat and everything that he does for you, in everything that he, in every way that he runs the world, and you recognize the Rebbein Shalom, and that way that's at least the first step, if not more, to making yourself ready for Hashra'at HaShchina. Perhaps just to add in a little remez that I think this is also B'Shem Rav Chaim V'Lozhin, I'm not sure. It's famous that Kalmas Abel al Yushalayim Zoyche V'Roya B'Simchas V'Shteit. Right? So there's a diuk as it doesn't say Yizkeve Yireh Shteit Zoyche V'Roya B'Hoive, which means that Chazal is telling you if you're bothered by Churban, if you're bothered by the lack of Hashra'at HaShchina, you'll be zeich already in your lives to Hashra'at HaShchina, to Mishkan. Zeich of Rebbe Simchas in your lives. So perhaps when is that time? So perhaps that time is Sukkot and perhaps Purim, to Zmani Simcha of the year. What's the Simcha of Sukkot going to the garden? The Simcha is that the Shechina came back. And according to what we're saying, I think that the Seder of the 6 months now in the winter is building up right to Nochamol. They only started Binyan HaMishkan on Sukkot. So Binyan HaMishkan takes time. When was Hukam HaMishkan? Hukam HaMishkan was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, 6 months later, right? So the whole 6 months we're supposed to be being Oisek Kelu in Binyan HaMishkan, right? And leading up to that spitz where we're finally ready to start Avodas HaMishkan, and that's when we're ready to start again. We reach the spitz, and then Rosh Chodesh Nisan is HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, we start again. Right, but these 6 months we're working towards being a merkava l'shchina, being roi for Hashra'at HaShchina. And so someone told me that Adar is Aleph Dar. Aleph is Rebbein Shalom. Dar means he's Dar amongst us. We've reached that point where we were zeicha, to have the Rebbein Shalom in our lives, to be a merkava l'shchina, to be zeicha to Hashra'at HaShchina, and then we can start again. She'll be zeicha to utilize these times, these 6 months, to take a be zeicha to Hashra'at HaShchina.